This episode is brought to you by GlobalX ETFs. Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Google's products are all about organizing information. With the data it collects from Google Search, Google Maps, Gmail, and other services, the company knows how billions of people live, both on and off the internet.
But there's one treasure trove of information that for years has eluded Google: healthcare data. And now that's changed.
This week, The Wall Street Journal reported that Google has been working on a secret partnership called Project Nightingale. The second largest health provider in America, Ascension, has given Google access to personal health information for 50 million Americans without telling them or their doctors.
Today on the show, how Google got access to what may be the biggest healthcare data set in Silicon Valley history, and what the company plans to do with it. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh.
And I'm Ryan Knutson. It's Wednesday, November 13th.
The entire Silicon Valley business model in 2019 is based on knowing as much as they can about you, the individual. The big tech companies have your location, they read your emails, they know what you bought online. The thing they don't have right now is health.
Rob Copeland covers Google.
And Google, which was founded on the idea of organizing the world's information, has long looked at this and said, this is information that is rightfully ours to collate. And its co-founder, Larry Page, actually said a few years ago,
we're not really thinking about the tremendous good that can come from people sharing information with the right people in the right ways.
That medical healthcare records are a huge opportunity. And if people are worried about it, frankly, they don't understand how much good can come out of it.
Right. And the healthcare industry is a multi-trillion dollar industry that a lot of people think is broken. And what Google is saying is, we can come in and help fix it.
Exactly. Silicon Valley has never seen a problem that it didn't think it could solve better than the existing market. So they look at healthcare and they say, we have all these disparate hospitals, individual doctors, patient charts that don't match up with other patient charts, and this is a huge opportunity for us. One, they think they might be able to improve patient care, though the jury is very much out on that. Two, there's an opportunity to make some real money. Healthcare is a colossal business, and it's not one that historically big tech companies have been a part of.
One reason tech companies have struggled to break into healthcare is that they need lots of data to craft new solutions and products. And historically, it's been hard for them to get that data. One of Google's early explorations into healthcare started in 2008. It was called Google Health. Doctors and patients could use Google Health to organize their medical records. But most people didn't want to proactively opt in to this system, and it didn't get much traction. So Google shut down the project just 3 years later in 2011.
When it was an opt-in system, when consumers have the choice, they generally don't choose to participate with these big tech companies on their health. So the difference in what's happening now is the big tech companies have figured out if we partner with the hospitals, it doesn't become an opt-in system. It doesn't even become an opt-out one. When you show up at an emergency room or an urgent care center, you don't necessarily ask, hey, could I have a list of every service provider that you're using? And anyway, if you asked for that list, legally, they wouldn't have to give it to you.
Going the hospital route seemed like the best way for tech companies to get the data needed to build healthcare products. And earlier this year, Rob heard murmurings about a Google partnership that had the potential to dwarf everything else the company had previously worked on.
So this starts with the fact that a bunch of big tech companies, Amazon, Google, Apple, Microsoft, are all starting these huge new groups devoted to health. And when they announce them, they don't really say anything too interesting. They just say, hey, we're looking to figure out ways to deliver better patient care. It's not exactly a big headline for us. What I heard about was that Google in particular was having success and having inroads with these big nonprofit hospital chains. And I heard about a partnership that they had started with Ascension Health. Now, Ascension is one of those companies that's everywhere, but you've almost never heard of them. They're in 21 states and DC, and they're a collection of smaller hospital and healthcare chains that has grown through acquisitions. So these are more than 2,600 hospitals, urgent care centers, senior centers, regular doctor's offices. And often you can walk into an Ascension doctor's office and not even know it's Ascension.
And so you started to hear about this partnership between Google and Ascension. But what was it exactly?
Well, I wound up talking to a lot of people in and around the project, and I wound up reviewing some documents. And the documents showed me something that really took me by surprise. Google had access to patient data that was de-anonymized. This means that they had names, dates of birth, addresses, lab tests, medications, and the scale here, Ryan, is staggering. We're talking about lab tests. We're talking about your temperature, your name, your date of birth, every doctor you visited, every diagnosis that you've had, the medicines you've taken, the insurance billing.
And what did you think when you first started hearing about it?
I honestly thought it must have been untrue because I didn't believe that Google, one of the most famous companies in the world, and Ascension, the second biggest health system, could have a partnership and they could be crunching data together and sharing, and that they didn't tell patients or doctors. I thought I must misunderstand this in some way. But I started asking around, and it turns out that they had started this partnership last year, but it had really accelerated over the past few months. This went from something that they were, you know, a few PowerPoint decks put together to over the summer when Ascension and Google start plugging into each other's systems and sharing millions upon millions of patient records.
Google and Ascension point out that they've mentioned this partnership before. Google brought it up briefly on a July earnings call, and Ascension says various groups inside the hospital chain were told about the project. But before Rob's reporting on it, there was basically no public information.
My understanding is they really didn't want too many people, both inside Ascension and inside Google, to know exactly what they were doing, so they assign a code name. And someone told me that this was called Project Nightingale, and I was all in.
Do you have any idea why it's called Project Nightingale?
Florence Nightingale, of course, is considered the founder of modern nursing.
So Rob started looking into more details about Project Nightingale.
This is essentially everything that a healthcare provider knows about you. And remember, because Ascension is so large, it's not just your trips to the ER, but it's your regular old tests, your regular old physical, and everything in between.
All of this data is going directly to Google.
Yes. We know that Ascension has about 50 million patients in its system, and that tens of millions of their records have already been shared with Google. More than 150 people at Google, that I could tell, had access to this data, and the patients had no idea.
What happened after you asked the companies about the partnership?
So I called Google and Ascension, and they wouldn't talk at all about the project, and we were very certain in what we were saying. So we put out a story, and then lo and behold, a few hours after the story publishes, Google and Ascension put out a statement confirming Project Nightingale.
What did the statement say? What did the companies lay out about what the project was about?
So what Google and Ascension put out right after our story is this very high-level summary of a partnership. They say that, yes, they are collaborating. Yes, they are modernizing Ascension's infrastructure, using some Google tools, and, quote, exploring artificial intelligence and machine learning applications.
What have the companies said about the data they're sharing?
Now, we asked Ascension and Google what data is being shared and what data isn't being shared. They wouldn't go into it. They just said that the engagement was compliant and underpinned by a, quote, robust data security and protection effort. But that doesn't stop Google from having access to it. And in fact, Google does have access to this data, according to our reporting.
take us deeper into this project. They've got all this data, but what is Google building with it? I mean, like, what have you seen internally that shows what kind of a product is Ascension going to be getting from Google with all this data that they're sharing?
So here's one product. Picture the Google search tool, google.com. Everyone knows what it looks like. Imagine if that existed for your healthcare records. They started typing in Ryan, and then it auto-filled in Knudsen. With one click then, Ascension doctors and nurses, as well as some people at Google, could pull up all of your patient data information and have it really easy to see.
It makes sense to me that a system like this could make it easier for doctors and therefore maybe improve patient outcomes. But isn't there also a financial incentive for Ascension here as well?
Ascension is a nonprofit, but it's also a big business. And they are not alone in healthcare in trying to maximize the amount of billing that they can do with patients. And I have viewed documents from Ascension and Google about how they plan to use the system to find new opportunities to, as they put it on Wall Street, create revenue, essentially bill more. If they can see that, hey, 9 out of 10 people who checked in with the symptoms that you had an MRI, why haven't you had an MRI? We know you have insurance. We know it'll be paid for. The system can punch that out to you.
Ascension says the partnership is about, quote, improving the lives of those we serve, not billing more. Just like Ascension, though, Google has a massive business opportunity. If this collaboration works, Google hopes to sell these services to other healthcare providers. And experts say Google could turn this into a business worth tens of millions of dollars.
Google has agreed to do this work for free, actually. The opportunity is so great for Google to get a toehold here that they're not charging for the work. Google not charging for services right now shows you just how big the pie is here. Google is a for-profit business. They really want this to work.
Why is this data set so special? What makes it different from the other projects that Google and other tech companies have worked on in the past?
So there's two projects I'd like to contrast this with that are really important. One is a project that Apple announced recently with Veterans Affairs. VA sounds big, but it's got about 9 million patients. So that's big, but remember, Ascension, we're talking 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that project with Apple is just an electronic health record organizer. So that's just a way for Apple to build software so that you can pull up on your phone your prior visits to the VA. Google has announced a different project with the Mayo Clinic, which is very prestigious but also very small, to use patient data in its research. In that case, the data would all be anonymized. It's de-identified, so Google won't be able to tell whose data they actually have. Contrast that with Ascension. This is personally identifiable health information. This is information that lists names, dates of births. Ascension and Google know who the patients are.
And patients and doctors weren't told about this.
I was fairly blown away that patients and doctors have not been informed that this data is going to Google.
At a high level, what has the reaction been to this story about Project Nightingale?
You would not believe the hundreds of emails that I got from readers really beginning moments after we published it. For a lot of people, health is the most emotional, personal thing in their life. And a lot of the feedback that I've gotten has essentially said, how could you not have told me? How could you be potentially making money off of my data and not be telling me? I think there's something telling here. Not a single person who reached out to me asked how they could get paid for it. No one is looking to make the buck off of this, off their own data. They're just saying, hey, don't I have a choice? Isn't there anything here that I can opt out of? And the answer is no.
After Rob broke the news about Project Nightingale, half a dozen senators from both parties criticized the deal as a violation of patient privacy and said that it needed to be examined. Some even said it needed to be halted entirely. But despite the backlash, privacy experts say Project Nightingale isn't in violation of any privacy laws. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Canva. It's time to ditch your old presentation programs at work and try Canva Presentations instead. It'll help you create stunning slides in no time. No design experience needed. Just start with one of the designer-made templates or generate something in seconds with AI. Then polish it up and get ready to wow your audience. It's that easy. Nail your next work presentation with Canva Presentations at canva.com. Design for work. Tap the banner to learn more.
So a lot of people are worried about their personal information being shared outside of the doctor or hospital that they're going to. Is this legal, what they're doing?
So there's a legal issue here and there's an ethical issue, and they are separate to a degree. The applicable law here is the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. Say that three times fast.
Otherwise known as HIPAA.
Exactly. And what HIPAA says is generally a healthcare provider can basically share your personal data with third parties as long as they're doing that to help improve the healthcare functions of a hospital or a doctor's office. As of now, the way HIPAA is written, it very much relies on whether a healthcare system and a third party like Google have pure intentions when they're using the data. Do they want to improve patient health?
So as long as it has something to do with the healthcare that's being provided.
Exactly. So Ascension can share it with Google and with any number of other third parties. They don't have to tell patients or doctors. So Google, as one of those third parties allowed to have your data under HIPAA, is essentially allowed to crunch it in any way that it sees fit. They can cross-check your tests with other people's tests. They can have boxes pop up for your doctor. And there are very few restrictions under the law on what they can do. Now, what HIPAA would restrict you as a doctor or as a hospital system from doing is sharing that data widely with a friend or someone who didn't work in the hospital or someone who just had no connection at all.
What are experts saying about whether or not this is legal or ethical?
Every expert said that legally this seems to be on the right side of the law. Ethically is a different story. Remember, this law, HIPAA, is 1996. In 1996, the Macarena is tops on the charts. We're all using Gateway 2000s, and we have, like, bell-bottom jeans and such. HIPAA was written in an era before artificial intelligence, before machine learning, before we had computers that could parse all of this data and essentially do research on their own without our help. So when HIPAA puts restrictions on what healthcare providers can do, they're really thinking of a manual process here. HIPAA doesn't directly address the type of actions that Google is doing because these things weren't possible when HIPAA was written. Ethics experts say that in 2019, patients have an expectation of being told about this sort of thing. But remember, that's an ethical question. It's not a legal one. Patients don't have to be told.
Doesn't it seem at its face like plug a bunch of health information into a Google algorithm, and if it can help come up with findings that human beings aren't able to make, isn't that going to lead to better health?
It may. These are promises that companies have been making for years, and it may. It requires a leap of faith that your data will actually be protected and won't be misused. And if we've seen anything out of Silicon Valley, and this is not just to pick on Google at all, it's a lot of big tech companies, there are mistakes that are made over and over again with data. And if mistakes are made with health data, the consequences are just that much more dire. It really comes down to, as a consumer, whether you trust Google with your data. If you trust them, they have some of the world's preeminent research scientists, and they could potentially use your data to come up with some really, frankly, cool solutions to big problems. If you don't trust Google, then you're sort of being forced into a system in which there's no opt-out clause. So, frankly, you can be worried about privacy all you want, but this is happening, whether you like it or not.
Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Office for Civil Rights in the Department of Health and Human Services is opening an inquiry into Project Nightingale. The director of that office said he will, quote, seek to learn more information about this mass collection of individuals' medical records to ensure that HIPAA protections were fully implemented. Google said it's happy to cooperate with this investigation. A spokesperson told the Journal, quote, we believe Google's work with Ascension adheres to industry-wide regulations, including HIPAA, regarding patient data, and comes with strict guidance on data privacy, security, and usage. That's all for today, Wednesday, November 13th.
The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal.
If you like the show, make sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon.
Thanks for listening.
See you tomorrow.